there. That is called a crusher.
Standing on the edge of Empire Mine is like looking into an amphitheater, far too big for any performance. It's a mile wide and a mile across, 1,200 feet deep. I start wondering how many swimming pools it would take to fill it.
You have to mine large quantities of a low-grade ore to be able to upgrade that ore into a concentrate that's 65% iron.
That's Cliffs Natural Resources Company spokesman, Dale Hemela.
So to do that, you have to move a lot of material. Not only do you have to move a lot of material from ore, but you have to move a lot of material to get to the ore.
To move that much material, you need big trucks. Peering down the mine's terraced slope, the trucks hauling rock at the bottom look like toys. But in reality, Cliff spokeswoman Jennifer Huddle explains they're two stories high, and some can carry more than 300 tons.
If you put it on a regular highway, it would take up both lanes.
No pictures are allowed of the trucks, or of Empire Mine, or of the Tilden Mill next door, where the iron is extracted from chunks of rock. In the mill, earplugs are required against the roar and clang of machinery. It's hot and humid. Steam rises through the iron grate floor. It feels like stepping back into the 19th century. A fine brown dust coats everything from giant machines to workers' faces. When I run my finger along a railing, it comes away with a dark smudge like graphite.
All part of that separation process, the power of separating the ore from the rock. Rock part we don't need, the ore part is what we want.
Jennifer Huddle explains how the milling process grinds up big chunks of rock from the mine to separate out the valuable metal. Once extracted, the ore heads to the 1,000-degree furnace. The end product is heaps of iron ore pellets, piled into railroad cars and usually headed to a steel plant.
Take your earplugs out if you haven't done so already.
Back in the relative fresh air, Dale Hemela explains the company employs about 1,600 people between Empire and Tilden Mines, the mill, and the mine railroad. A job here pays well, but there aren't as many workers here as there once were.
My dad was a shift foreman here. His operating crews here were about 44 or 45 people back in the 1970s and 80s. Right now, that same crew is about 9 to 10 people. The technology has changed where you see a lot more automation.
If nothing changes, Empire Mine is scheduled to close late next year, which could affect hundreds of jobs. Neighboring Tilden Mine will remain, as will the mill. But even more than jobs, the biggest question may be what kind of environmental legacy will be left by the pair of open-pit mines.
Well, certainly the selenium fish consumption advisory is the major issue with those mines right now.
That's Michigan Department of Environmental Quality's Steve Casey, Water Resources Supervisor for the Upper Peninsula. He explains that in recent years, high levels of selenium in nearby streams and lakes have been linked to runoff from mine waste rock piles. Cliffs Natural Resources has paid fines and is building a series of reactors to reduce selenium discharges. Several fish advisories are in place, but Casey says the selenium doesn't appear to be affecting wildlife populations or human health, so he doesn't see the mines as polluters.
You know, they're a major earth disturbance, and there's no getting around that. Open pit mining is that. But once you get outside the fence, so to speak, of those earth disturbances, iron mining has had a really good track record in Michigan.
But not everyone is so easily satisfied. Alexandra Thiebert is executive director of the environmental nonprofit Save the Wild UP.
Mercury is also a big problem. The water drawdowns are a huge problem. It's actually depleting the overall regional water tables. So no, selenium is not the only issue. There are many more issues.
Thiebert takes a longer view of mining in the Upper Peninsula. She points to mercury contamination in Deer Lake discovered in the 1980s and linked to decades of Cliffs Company mining in the area.
What our community wants is to just have clean water. And that is our biggest priority by living right near Lake Superior in major watershed and ecological areas. We don't want any pollution in our water.
Remediation work for Deer Lake has been underway since 1987. The Environmental Protection Agency plans to delist the lake as an area of concern next year. Meanwhile, reclamation plans for Empire Mine, once it closes, are still up in the air. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.